when enough time had passed to convince the Saudis that America had cooled down and was not about to bomb Iran, the FBI was finally granted access to the suspects. 5 years after the bombing, indictments were handed down by a U.S. grand jury. While Free had been pursuing the Saudis, the White House had been preparing for war. Clinton told us that if it came to using force against Iran, "I don't want any pissant half measures." Separately, Lake sent his deputy, Sandy Berger, and me to see the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Shalikashvili. The Joint Chiefs had made a practice of never showing their war plans to civilians. I knew the number of the war plan for Iran and asked Lake to call Shali and ask him to brief us on that plan. In our meeting in the Pentagon in July 1996, Shali was talking about all-out war. The plan on the shelf for war with Iran looked like it had been drawn up by Eisenhower. Several groups of Army and Marine divisions would sweep across the country over the course of several months. "What if we wanted to do something a little bit less first?" Berger asked. "Well," Shali said, reaching for another map, "CENTCOM, Central Command, also has a plan to bomb their military facilities along the coast. Navy ports, Air Force bases, missile installations. Let's suppose for the sake of argument that we did that, bomb their coastal stuff," I asked. "What happens next?" "If you're asking what I personally think happens next, Dick, it's that they attack us again, with hidden missiles, with little boats, with terrorist cells going against us and the Saudis and the Bahrainis," Shali mused. "Not good," Berger said, shaking his head. "Tit for tat. Then we have to hit them again." Clinton had told Lake, Berger, and me that he did not want to get into a round of gradually escalating mutual attacks. If we were going to do this, he wanted a massive attack that would frighten the Iranians into inaction. "What about the old nuclear strategy concept of escalation dominance?" I asked. "Where you hit the guy the first time so hard, where he loses some things he really values, and then you tell him if he responds, he will lose everything else he values."
"We could do that," Shali suggested. "Let me talk to the boys down in Tampa." It was clear he was going to do that, even without my input. Shali had not liked the choices CENTCOM gave him, any more than we did.